If you were asked to speculate on the relationship between hallucinogenic drugs like psilocybin and how likely prisoners were to commit additional crimes and return to prison after release, you might predict that such drug use increased the chance for recidivism, but you'd be wrong. That's the conclusion of a recent study by Matthew Johnson, a behavioral pharmacology expert at Johns Hopkins. Johnson says this adds to abundant evidence on the potential use for this class of drugs.
It's plausible to use this for any group in need of behavior change. All of the addictive disorders, not just those with drugs, but, for example, eating disorders. Really, that's the exciting thing about this potential mechanism. Of course, we need to do those studies in those individual populations for those particular therapeutic targets. But at this point, it certainly seems plausible that this treatment could have broad applicability for behavior change.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.